Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries. Adi 17, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his youth. The 17th chapter, as summarized by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes from his 16th year until the time that Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order of life. Srila Vrindavana Das Thakur has already vividly described these pastimes in his Chaitanya Bhagavat. Therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes them only briefly. Vivid descriptions of some portions of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are seen in this chapter, however, because Vrindavana Das Thakur has not elaborately described them. In this chapter, we shall find descriptions of the mango distribution festival and Lord Chaitanya's discourses with the Chand Kazi. Finally, the chapter shows that the same son of Mother Yashoda, Lord Krishna, tasted four transcendental mellows of devotional service in his form of Shachi Nandana, the son of Mother Shachi. In order to understand Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love for him, Lord Sri Krishna assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The attitude of Srimati Radharani is considered the super-excellent devotional mentality. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself assumed the position of Srimati Radharani in order to taste Radha's ecstatic situation. No one else could do this. Once, when Sri Krishna assumed the form of the four-armed Narayana, the gopis showed their respect, but at the same time, they were not very much interested in Narayana. For in the ecstatic love of the gopis, all worshipable forms but Krishna are rejected. And among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani has the highest ecstatic love. When Krishna, in his form as Narayana, saw Radharani, Krishna could not keep his position as Narayana, and so once again, Krishna assumed his original form as Shyama Sundara. The king of Vrajabhumi is Nanda Maharaj, and the same person in Navadvip is Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Mother Yashoda is the queen of Vrajabhumi, and in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Mother Yashoda is Shachi Mata. Therefore, the son of Shachi is the son of Yashoda. Sri Nityananda occupies an ecstatic position of parental love in servitude and paternal attraction. Sri Advaita Prabhu exhibits the ecstasy of both fraternity and servitude. All of Lord Chaitanya's other associates, situated in their original love, engage in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same absolute truth, who enjoys as Krishna or Shyama Sundara, who plays his flute and dances with the gopis, sometimes takes birth in a Brahmana family, playing the part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ultimately accepting the renounced order of life. But it appears contradictory that the same Krishna accepted the ecstasy of the gopis, and of course this is very difficult for an ordinary person to understand. But if we accept the inconceivable energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can understand that everything is possible. There is no need of mundane arguments in this connection, because mundane arguments are meaningless in regard to inconceivable potency. And at the end of this 17th chapter, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, following in the footsteps of Srila Vyasadeva, has summarized all the pastimes of the Adi Leela separately. Bande Swarad Bhute Hung Tung Chaitanyam Yat Prasadatah Yavana Sumanayante Krishna Nama Prajalpakah. Let me offer respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even unclean yavanas become perfectly well-bred gentlemen simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Such is the power of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jayadvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Already I have given a synopsis of the Kaishora Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, let me enumerate Lord Chaitanya's youthful pastimes in chronological order. Vidya Saundarya Sadvesha Sambhoga Nritya Kirtanai Premanama Pradanaischa Gauro Divyati Yauvane. Exhibiting his scholarship, beauty, and fine dress, Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted as Lord Chaitanya distributed the holy name of God in order to awaken dormant love of Krishna. Thus, Lord Sri Gaurasundara shone in his youthful pastimes. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. There is a persistent misunderstanding between caste brahmanas and advanced Vaishnavas or Goswamis, because the caste brahmanas or smartas are of the opinion that one cannot become a brahmana unless one changes one's body. As we have discussed several times, it is to be understood that by the supremely powerful potency of the Lord, as described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, everything is possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as fully independent as Krishna himself. Therefore, no one can interfere with Lord Chaitanya's activities. So if Lord Chaitanya wants, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Lord Chaitanya can convert even a yavana, an unclean follower of non-Vedic principles, into a perfectly well-behaved gentleman. This is actually happening in our propagation of the Krishna consciousness movement. The members of the present Krishna consciousness movement were not born in India, nor do they belong to the Vedic culture. But within the short time of 4 or 5 years, they have become such wonderful devotees that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even in India, they are well received as perfectly well-behaved Vaishnavas wherever they go. Although less intelligent men cannot understand it, this is the special power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, the body of a Krishna conscious person changes in many ways. Even in the United States, when our devotees chant on the street, American ladies and gentlemen inquire from them whether they are actually Americans, because no one could expect Americans to become such nice devotees all of a sudden. Why, even Christian priests are greatly surprised that all these boys from Jewish and Christian families have joined the Krishna consciousness movement. Before joining, they never regarded any principles of religion seriously. But now they have become sincere devotees of the Lord. And everywhere people express this astonishment. And so we take great pride in the transcendental behavior of our students. Such wonders are possible, however, only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for they are not ordinary, nor are they mundane. Recorded September 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.